Taking a look first at your local and regional news. Although the Village of Peck received a couple of grants earlier this month, village officials are applying for another one to do improvements to the community park. The council approved applying for a community development block grant through the Michigan Strategic Fund program. If that grant is awarded, it is expected to be for around $196,956. That funding would be to replace old and unsafe playground equipment with new equipment that would comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. In order to go along with that, a sidewalk would also be constructed from the parking lot to the playground equipment so that access to the playground would be barrier-free. And another local and regional news for today. With the end of the 2023 through 2024 school year only weeks away, the Village of Elkton is getting ready for the break. Crystal Fritz was hired as the 2024 Summer Recreation Director, and Michelle Young was hired as the 2024 Summer Recreation Counselor. Police Chief Scott Jobes reported he is using the grants for some items to give away at the Kids Day event at the park, as well as other upcoming events. Also, the DPW opened up the park bathrooms for the season. In other business, the council, as well as a representative of the Spicer Group, received and opened street work bids for the West McKinley Street project. Spicer recommended the council go with Cass City contractor Nicole and Son's bid of $426,413 to do the street work. Approval was also given to allow the Elkton Lions Club to do a white cane fundraiser collection drive at the main intersection on Friday, April the 26th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll be back with a look at your national and international news right after this.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The U.S. Justice Department has agreed to pay approximately $100 million to settle claims with around 100 people who say they were sexually assaulted by sports doctor Larry Nassar. A source with direct knowledge of the negotiations told the Associated Press about the deal on Wednesday. The deal has not been finalized and no money has yet been paid. The source spoke on condition of anonymity because the person was not authorized to speak before a formal announcement was made. An internal investigation found that FBI agents mishandled abuse allegations before Nassar was arrested in 2016. The settlement was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. A Justice Department spokesperson also declined to comment. And another national and international news. A new report shows that the head of Maui's Emergency Management Agency dragged his heels about returning to the island as wildfires ripped across the island last August. That came as a broader communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. The report released on Wednesday says communication problems were also encountered by the Hawaiian Electric Company, and officials were unable to confirm the power lines were de-energized until well after the flames had caused widespread damage. The report is the second of two major assessments out this week about the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look now at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. George F. Deal of Port Hope passed away on April the 12th at the age of 79. Visitation for George Deal will be held on Thursday, April the 18th from 3 to 9 p.m. with a 7 p.m. rosary at Wojak Calcaterra and Sons on 25 Mile Road in Shelby Township. George will lie in state at 9:30 a.m. at the St. Anastasia Catholic Church in Troy until the time of Mass at 10 o'clock on Friday. The graveside service and burial will take place at the Lakeview Cemetery of Port Hope the next day on Saturday, April the 20th at noon. You can also share memories with George's family on their online guestbook at wojakcalcaterra.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.